we continue to track oil here as it trades below that $45 a barrel mark, and it really begs the question as to whether or not these OPEC-led efforts to restabilize the oversupplied market is working. Let's get to Singapore right now. Vandana Hari, founder of Vanda Insights. Oil now nearing the bottom of a range here. U.S. drillers not playing ball with OPEC.
Good morning, Angie. They certainly were never expected to play ball. In fact, if anything, I think it was well anticipated that OPEC's efforts, if anything, if they drive up prices, would actually give a boost to the U.S. producers. I think what we saw happening over the past few months, initially we saw prices go up quite a bit in January, which was mostly on expectations that the OPEC, non-OPEC cuts would work, that global inventories would drain and the market would return to a rebalance. Now, what's happened since then, and especially the past few weeks, the market has become increasingly bearish as data came into hand and showed that global inventories are not declining, quite counterintuitively. They actually built right through to April. And as you quite rightly point out, U.S. production is on a very smartly on the way up.
Yeah, but I love the title of your latest report, Hypermium. Walk us through that.
Yes, a bit provocative. But look, in the U.S., the production growth, and it's, as I mentioned, it's a smart production growth that's happened, nearly 500,000 barrels per day, higher output in the U.S. Now compared with the start of this year. And all of that, first of all, is being led by the shale sector or the tight oil production that comes from it, within which the Permian is called the star of the show. But if you look at a report called the Drilling Productivity Report that's put out by the Energy Information Administration on a monthly basis, especially the latest one points to some rather worrying indications that in the Permian, what's called the legacy decline, you know, the production that disappears from the older producing fields is extremely high. It is accelerating as opposed to some of the other major shale plays. And the drill and the rig productivity in the Permian is not only the lowest, but it's half of what it is in some of the other.
But doesn't that counter your opening point, Vandana? Doesn't it counter your opening point?
Yes, absolutely. So the thing is, there is a bit of a conflict right now is that when you look at the actual stats, U.S. production is rising. When you look at what's happening in the Permian, it doesn't look so good. So my question with our newsletter last Friday is that are we right in projecting that U.S. production growth will continue rising at current rates, or are there risks along the way?
But the question is, how much longer does this all play out, this bearishness?
Look, as long as OPEC is firm in its commitment, which it is, and it has just committed to continue with the cuts along with non-OPEC until all the way until March, and until U.S. production continues to rise, the twin opposing forces will very much remain in play. As far as the bearishness is concerned, I think what the market is looking for is hard evidence. Now, our inventory is declining. Now, the OECD inventory data that came out last week from IEA and OPEC disappointed the market. The U.S. inventory data also disappointed the market by showing builds. I think now we go back this week until the next monthly data comes out, which is a whole month away. We go back to tracking essentially what is happening with the U.S. stocks, because that is the most frequent data available to the market. This is an impatient, nervous market. It really doesn't want to wait a month to see what OECD data did. So it'll just go back to fluctuating on the basis of what happens to inventories in the U.S. and what happens to gasoline demand in the U.S. I think that's another major factor influencing sentiment and prices as we are go through the summer driving demand season.
So we had weaker economic data, as you say, that hit crude. We have these building supplies that hits it. But the market tends to get out in front of these things. The price itself on WTI down at $44.63 might suggest to some that it's kind of at the lower end of the range. Do you see it that way, or does it go lower?
See, the argument here is, and which is a logical one, but we can get back to how logical the markets have been or not. But the logical argument here is that as prices go down, the support that U.S. shale sector received from higher prices as a result of OPEC, non-OPEC cuts starts to wane. And does the investment in the shale sector then go down, and does tight oil production go down and become a natural rebalancing force for the market? Now, that remains to be seen. We've just seen maybe a couple of weeks of far lower prices, but we haven't seen any impact yet in the number of drilling rigs being added in the U.S. I was just looking at last week's data, and it is up again. The U.S. added another six rigs last week. So, you know, at what point do we start seeing a pullback in U.S. production growth? Some of the things that we've highlighted about the risks in Permian, when do they start manifesting? I think once the market sees that, probably you might see prices start to bottom and start going up from there.
Where do you see the price for WTI over the next couple of months and by the end of the year?
Look, we are already down more than $10 a barrel for both WTI and Brent from the year-to-date highs that we saw in the early part of this year. Could it go lower still? It certainly could. As I said, it's going to depend heavily. If you see another week of bills in the U.S., another week of gasoline demand declining, which it's been doing for the past couple of weeks, we could see some more downside to prices. But ultimately, if you're talking about what's the outlook for the next, let's say, couple of months or Q3, it's going to depend on back to OECD stocks and global stocks. You know, are stocks declining or not? I think we'll have to wait and see, because they've really surprised the market so far. If OPEC, non-OPEC cuts are indeed taking place, we expect to see stocks starting to decline. So maybe from next month, you could see prices go up a little bit as stock declines start showing up.